Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
What brings you out here today?
It's a combination of a lot of things, right? It's specific to this campus. It's larger than us. It's larger than this university. But what really brings me out today is I have been advocating for Palestinian liberation. I've been horrified by my university's complicity in genocide. I've been organizing. I've been seeing my peers be brave and put their bodies on the line for this movement. And so that's one of the main reasons that I'm here today. In specific, this encampment is inspired in solidarity with the students arrested at Columbia over the weekend and the wave, mass wave of student, similar encampments led by students at campuses across the country, all calling for a similar divestment from weapons that facilitate, enable the genocide in Gaza.
I'll ask each of you this right now. You know, when you talk about divestment, we take a look at Rutgers. You know, 80% of students who voted said that they want to have their university divest from dealings with companies that are affiliated with Israel or Israel directly. So that paints a picture that's a little different than some of the mainstream categorization, that this is sort of a radical portion of the population. Would you agree with that assessment that, by and large, brown students want divestment?
I'll let Rafi take this.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, so first we have referenda showing that the brown student body has approved divestment. Then we have UCS upholding, which is our undergraduate council of students, upholding that. Then we have consistent polling by the Brown Daily Herald, which shows that about 70% of students support divestment. That's not against 30% opposed. That's a much smaller opposed, with some people more in the I don't know camp. So that's 70%. And then also we've run a slate for student government that has swept. And I'm a newly elected member of student government. I ran on divestment. I ran on financial transparency and accountability. And I think it's very clear that this is the popular and democratic mandate given to us by the Brown University student population. And we're really proud to uphold that.
One of the categorizations of the movements across college campuses over the last, I don't know, really over the last several months, specifically recently, has been that these are anti-Semitic, anti-Israel events. What's your reaction when you hear news media or anybody define what's happening here today as anti-Semitic?
I'm a proud member of Brown University Jews for Ceasefire Now. I'm a really proud Jew. I'm actually here because of my Judaism, not in spite of it. My Judaism has always taught me to seek justice. There's a value of tikkun olam, which means repairing the world, or tzedek tirdaf, which means justice you shall pursue. These are the frameworks that I was raised in, and it means that really my Jewish values compel me to act for Palestinian liberation, for justice in Gaza, and for a ceasefire now. I think we've been told again and again that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, and it's not true, and I'm not interested in those arguments. And I think, you know, we have so many really proud Jews in this crowd who are really proud to stand in coalition with, you know, members of the Brown Divest Coalition of all faiths and ethnicities, and it's a broad coalition, and we're really, you know, proud to be Jewish students here, and we build Jewish safety through collective solidarity. We keep each other safe. We must carry each other across to liberation together.
Last couple of seconds here, if that's okay, just a couple more questions. University officials, for lack of a better term, have said that this encampment today is illegal. It violates policy. They haven't indicated, to my knowledge, that they're going to swarm in and arrest anybody. The police presence is really just Brown University cops kind of wandering around. How long will this go, and what sort of dialogue do you anticipate having with the university?
We are planning to go until either Brown forces us out of here by suspension, by arrest, or until they agree to our demands. Our demands are for an immediate divestment proposal to be brought by President Kristina Paxson to the May meeting of the corporation, and that Brown protect free speech and drop the charges against the 41 students who were arrested as part of the Brown Divest Coalition on December 11th of last year. We're prepared to stay here, prepared to put our bodies on the line, because we believe that there should be no business as usual in a genocide, and especially as students at a university, at a very powerful, culturally influential university, at an Ivy League. We can't stand by while our university remains silent when there are no more universities left in Gaza.
Today, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is visiting Colombia. He just asked for the President of Colombia to resign. Just your take on sort of national figures swooping in and the conflation of what's happening on campuses as anti-Jewish events, for lack of a better term. What's your take to that sort of national audience who really don't have, seem to have an understanding of at least what's happening here today?
I mean, I think it's very clear that there is, in fact, a Christian nationalist movement to condemn all of these organizations. And I think it's really foolish to believe that Mike Johnson is defending the Jewish people and making Jewish people safer. You know, this is not about, Christian nationalism will not defend the Jewish people. International solidarity with all people seeking freedom from oppression and liberation is very clear. I think it's a political game that they are playing, and they are also trying to suppress what is clearly rapidly becoming a national student movement with, some real power to mobilize a mass.
Last question, if either of you want to answer this. What do you say to students who right now feel like Brown University is an unsafe place to be, either because of their religious identity or otherwise? What's your message to them?
Well, I'd say that we've always been peaceful. The 20 Jewish students who were arrested in November, one of the first in the country to put their bodies on the line to stand up and say no to this genocide, they engaged in peaceful protests. The 41 students engaged in peaceful protests. We are committed to remaining peaceful here. We've always been peaceful. We've always been nonviolent. That is one of our core beliefs in this movement. And we think that no one is safe until all of us are, and that includes the people of Gaza.
You know, the only people here who are making threats are the university themselves. The only time I've been, physically touched in this movement was when I was arrested on November 8th for sitting in. And so I think the creation of the lack of safety is due to the mass police presence on our campuses and the really culturalization of speech, and that, this movement is a very peaceful, it is completely nonviolent. We are committed to these measures, and really the forces brought in by the university and by our administration.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.